Last week was quite the volatile week for our cattle markets. I'm Danielle Drotzman with your Farm News Update. We have seen quite the market among our cattle futures recently, and last week we had an especially low week. Zach Tindall with Producers Livestock Marketing reviews some of that volatility.
Big volatility throughout the week. Probably say that about every week, but hasn't gone away, and it's only getting amplified here with starting to break some downside support areas. Still have pretty heavy fund involvement in this cattle complex, not what it was a couple months ago, but they're definitely still involved.
He says that there was a lot of news creating some swings among our markets.
Kind of wrap up the week. Tuesday, we broke downside support lines for the first time going back to July. Doesn't matter if you're looking at feeder cattle, fat cattle, doesn't really matter the month. Kind of the first time we broke through that 20-day moving average going back to the first part of July. So I think that kind of ramped up some selling along with some comments from President Trump about how price of beef was going to work lower. He was going to wave his magic wand and make that happen, and started the following day even lower, and then had pretty good recovery there. Yesterday had good recovery, and I think today had more to do with we couldn't take out yesterday's highs, and those kind of lined up somewhat closely with where the 20-day moving average is. So when we couldn't take them out, and you know, had some other news coming to the market and just kind of pushed the pedal to the downside. But it sounds like Secretary Rollins is supposed to be talking down in Oklahoma. Obviously a lot of speculation with what that's going to be about or what's going to be said. Sounds like personnel from the USDA were down in Mexico inspecting corrals and things like that early in the week. And last week, and the rumor, the thought is that we're maybe heading towards an opening of the Mexican border and get some more feeder cattle in here. So obviously that wouldn't be friendly feeder cattle price here in the U.S. We've seen the index back off a little bit, but it's virtually unchanged from where it was a week ago at this time. Cash sales are still pretty good.
And as for cash among fat cattle?
On the fat side, cash in the north, 237 to 239, that kind of got kicked off on Tuesday when the board was down hard, 375 to 378. I mean, a lot of packers have a fair amount of time on them, so they have some inventory. You know, you get 2-3 weeks out, we're at the beginning of October here, and they'll start pulling contracts, and it sounds like they do have a fair amount of contracts for the month of October.
With your farm news update, I'm Danielle Drotzman.